On June 22, Lakeland will witness a powerful event aimed at raising awareness and funds for prostate cancer research, as the Lakeland Ride for Dad event takes place. The motorcycle ride is part of a network of 26 rides nationwide and has a clear mission to battle prostate cancer. The annual motorcycle ride involves motorcycle enthusiasts coming together to ride designated routes while promoting prostate cancer awareness and fundraising for related causes. The group's mission includes supporting research and development and raising funds, says Jan Stewart, co-chair of Ride for Dad. We just actually wrote a check out for $70,000 to a researcher in Edmonton. He highlighted the importance of supporting research efforts, especially since prostate cancer affects 1 in 3 men, which is twice the rate of breast cancer for women. Mark White, a newer member of the Ride for Dad team, acknowledges, "Guys often avoid the hospital and delay seeing a doctor until it's too late, which can be a challenge. This event is designed to overcome these barriers by raising awareness and urging men to prioritize their health." Stewart highlighted the initiative to bring a man van to the Lakeland region as a way to encourage more men to get tested. The man van provides free blood testing for early detection of prostate cancer. The motorcycle ride itself is also a symbol of solidarity and awareness. Len Little, the awards and prize coordinator with Lakeland Ride for Dad, described this year's route, noting it includes 3 hours of riding. Participants will start in Alexander Hall and head to Bonneville. Then, they will make their way to Elk Point. From there, in a roundabout way, they will head to St. Paul. They will leave St. Paul and head back to Bonneville, stop by 6 cycles, then come back through Cold Lake and back to Alexander Hall. The 300-kilometer journey is expected to draw 100 riders, mostly from the Cold Lake and Bonneville regions. In addition to the ride, there are other activities planned this spring. May 1 is our media kickoff day. We're going to be at Bonneville 6 cycles, says Stewart. The group will host a barbecue and all proceeds raised will go toward the Clayton Bellamy Foundation. After the barbecue, we're heading to Cold Lake Brewery because they're supporting us by letting us label a beer this year, said Stewart. He mentioned that in the past, a couple of breweries had supported the Ride for Dad campaign. When he approached Cold Lake Brewery this year, they responded positively, saying, "Yes, absolutely." A portion of proceeds from beer sales will support the Lakeland Ride for Dad campaign, aiding in raising awareness. The beer is called Iron Horse. Everyone can help. Even non-motorcycle riders can participate in the cause by getting sponsorships and attending the breakfast and evening events on June 22. As Stewart aptly puts it, all you need is a heart. You don't have to have a prostate, all you need is a heart. To join the cause, simply visit the Ride for Dad website and fill out a pledge form. Participation costs $40 if registered on or before the ride day, or it's free if an individual collects $100 in pledges. Participants who gather $200 in pledges will have a chance to win a 2024 BMW R18 Roctane motorcycle. To date, National Ride for Dad efforts have raised over $40 million, and the Lakeland Ride for Dad has raised over $156,000 for the fight against prostate cancer.